Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mix06 Buzzcast. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is a show leading up to the Mix06 conference in Las Vegas, March 20th through 22nd, a 72-hour conversation. All right, today on the Buzzcast, we've got Jennifer Risinger talking to Scott Guthrie, General Manager of Client and Web Development here at Microsoft.
Scott, thanks for joining us today. You are going to be speaking at Mix. You're giving a session called Developing a Better User Experience with Atlas. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, Atlas is our new Ajax library that can work either independently or together with ASP.NET. And we're going to be spending a lot of time at Mix talking about some of the exciting things you can do with it. It really kind of enables you to build, we think, much richer browser-based applications that work with all browsers, that kind of really just provide a much richer kind of user experience and overall environment. And kind of the nice thing about it is it provides kind of a framework for doing so. So instead of having to kind of write a lot of one-off JavaScript, it provides a kind of much more prescriptive way that you can go about building your apps and building them in a way that's much more maintainable and much more componentized and reusable.
So folks have been hearing about this technology for a little while. What will they get that's new if they go to Mix?
Well, one thing is certainly you'll get the latest and greatest kind of information. You'll be able to talk to some of the architects working on Atlas and really get kind of an in-depth look at it.
Very cool. So, Scott, I think that there are going to be a lot of developer technologies at Mix. I know a lot of your folks are going to be attending and presenting and talking to customers. What are you most excited about?
The thing I think I'm most excited about is, at the end of the day, seeing what are the types of apps people are going to use with these technologies. And so, you know, talking at the conferences is always fun presenting, but the more kind of enjoyable part is when you actually talk with people immediately after the talk, and they say, "Hey, I'm thinking about using it this way. You know, what do you think?" And drilling into that, and ultimately seeing people go live with applications that you know, are built on it, and that for us is always the really fun part of a conference like Mix, is seeing people actually take, you know, these sort of abstract ideas or abstract frameworks and really push them, you know, and go far beyond what you thought was even possible and wow you with what they've built with them.
And it's also educational for the product group as well. Mix is a very intimate conference. It's going to be very bi-directional in terms of discussion and dialogue and interaction between attendees and speakers. And I know people ask me, well, do the product groups really actually do anything with this information that they hear about from attendees at conferences like Mix? Do they actually act on it? What's the answer to that?
Oh, definitely. For Atlas, for example, we've been doing kind of monthly technology preview drops. And you know, one of the big things that we do both with a monthly technology drop, but also for conferences like Mix and others, is really kind of, you know, internalize feedback, you know, get people's opinions, get people using it, and figure out kind of, you know, where could it be better, what are we missing. You know, what do people really like, and how do we, you know, keep improving it? And a big part of, I think, the web in general, but also through events like this, is getting that kind of, kind of feedback loop going, and really innovating and continually evolving and improving the products. And so conferences like this are huge.
And I can only assume that your session is going to be very demo rich.
Yep, definitely. My general philosophy is, I have a few slides to set a little bit of context, but hopefully spend the rest of the time doing demos and kind of walking people through it. So, that will certainly be my goal, is as few slides as possible, really focus on kind of what can you do with the technology, and more importantly, how is the technology built, and how can you immediately take advantage of it in your apps and solutions.
So my last question for you is, this is kind of a broad technology that you're going to be talking about, a lot of surface area. What is one of your favorite things about Atlas?
Well, I think from an Atlas perspective, there's kind of two things that I really like about it. One is, if you're an existing developer today who just wants to add incremental Ajax value to your application, I think Atlas is going to provide, frankly, the easiest possible way to build Atlas or Ajax-enabled apps. You know, with the latest drops that we have and some of the new technology that we've put out lately, you really can Ajax enable your app in 5 minutes or less using Atlas. And that's kind of a fun wow factor where people kind of assume, oh, I'm going to spend months doing something, and you can basically say, hey, no, you know, wrap it this way, and away you go. That's kind of fun. And I think then the second part of Atlas that I really like is the fact that you can go kind of much, much further than what you might initially expect an HTML-based application can do, and really build kind of next-generation mashup apps and really push the boundaries of, you know, the point where people kind of go, gosh, is this running in a browser? Like, what is this? You know, how is this working? And I kind of like both of those kind of wow factors. The one of look how easy it can be, and then also look how far you can push it. And I think that's kind of the special thing about Atlas.
Very cool. And Atlas is a code name, right?
Atlas is basically a code name. It's basically a code name we came up with that basically describes kind of our overall kind of Ajax web framework for Microsoft. It's a framework that we use internally for a lot of the kind of upcoming MSN sites like Live.com and Gadgets, and our next generation kind of Hotmail client, which is generating a lot of interest. So we use it internally in a number of different places, and then also we're working very closely with a number of big external ISVs who are starting to use it, and will probably be going live later this spring to take advantage of it as well.
Is there a story or some meaning behind the word Atlas?
Yeah, a lot of people ask that. We've used Saturn-related names quite a bit on my team. So Saturn was originally the code name for a product we called WebMatrix, which is a free web development tool we put out about 2 or 3 years ago for ASP.NET. And then we released the source code for a managed web server written in C# called Cassini, which happens to be a moon around Atlas, or around a moon around Saturn. And then we released something called Calypso, which is another moon around Saturn, which is kind of a content management framework. And then with Atlas, I think Atlas is yet another moon around Saturn. So for some reason, all things astronomical, Saturn-related.
Well, maybe when you go to Vegas for Mix, you'll start thinking of some Vegas-related code names.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, Scott, well, thank you. So folks will see you in March in Vegas, and your session will be, I'm sure, one of the more popular ones.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Scott. You can find more podcasts at channel9.msdn.com. And you can find out more about Mix and where to register at mix06.com. Mix 06, March 20th through 22nd in Las Vegas. And we'll see you in Las Vegas.